What I want to talk about tonight is probably the most difficult thing I could ever talk about. As a clinical doctor, it's blasphemy. Not too far from here, there is a little known, isolated town situated on the top of a cliff on a beautiful spot overlooking the water. This town was blessed with a fine natural hot spring. People lived there happily. They knew that the spring had remarkable benefits, and the local people used it and enjoyed good health. Other people came to the town from all around to enjoy the springs. Now, the town was set right up on the edge of a high cliff top. Visitors drove to the town via the one road that headed directly to the edge of the precipitous cliff before turning into town and the springs. On occasion, a driver would not see the edge, and the car would plunge over the cliff, wreaking havoc to the occupants. In recent years, these car wrecks became more common and created problems. The town feared that if it didn't do something, they might lose the livelihood they had from people coming to enjoy the springs. Desperate, they assembled a committee to look into the matter, who hired consultants, the best in the United States, to advise them. The consultants reviewed the situation and wrote their recommendations, after which the committee reached the decision, which they announced at a town meeting. The head of the committee reviewed the problem of the road coming close to the edge of the cliff so an occasional guest car would plunge down to the bottom. The consultants had found the ideal solution. The town would build a hospital and a state-of-the-art trauma center at the bottom of the cliff, and this would solve the problem. I want to get us thinking about a better solution this evening. Our society is perched on the edge of a cliff. We're all in that car, coming close to the edge, hoping we see the road turning left into the town to avoid the plunge. We want to enjoy what the town has to offer in our quest for health. Do we want to face perilous injury and possible death and hope that the hospital and trauma center at the bottom of the cliff will put Humpty Dumpty back together again? I was a graduate student in mathematics at Harvard University in the late 1960s when I became disillusioned with the impracticality of pure mathematics and wanted to do something useful for society. So I went to medical school to become a doctor, since there was no question to me that this noble profession benefited humanity. I've now been working as a doctor for almost 35 years, and for 30 of those as an emergency physician. It's been a privilege to serve other people when they're most in need of help, and I'm very grateful for that opportunity. For example, 30 years ago, I recall a nun in Nepal when I was working in a remote Himalayan valley who'd been blind for years because of cataracts, and I never saw her, even though she lived nearby because she couldn't see to go outside. Then after simple surgery, she navigated difficult terrain, and we met almost every day. In the United States today, meningitis that was devastating in children is never seen because we have a new vaccine to prevent the Haemophilus bacterial infection. When someone comes with a heart attack to my hospital, I can usually get him into a cath lab to have the clogged vessel opened. For a woman incredibly distressed with a severe migraine, I can often help her leave smiling and feeling much better. At the end of my ER shift, I can feel good that I've helped a few people. But has my profession, being a doctor, providing medical care, benefited humanity? Have I made good on my goal that prompted leaving mathematics? Unfortunately not, because everyday observations or facts about our health as a nation and the world trouble me, and I want to share those with you. The United States spends half of all the money paid in the world for health care. Yet we represent less than 5% of the population of the world. For 2005, we spent 15.6% of our very gross national product on healthcare, or close to $7,000 per person, or about $1.94 trillion. Imagine the number 2 with 12 zeros after it. It represents a very, very large number. How far would a pile of $100 bills, packed one on top of another, reach to represent this number? It would extend 620 miles into space, or about the height of 113 Mount Everest, placed one on top of another. The number 2, with 12 zeros after it in dollars, represents 1/6 of our total economic activity in the United States. So if we cut the U.S. effort pie into 6 pieces, One of those pieces is taken up with healthcare spending.